This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from his clinic down in Central Florida, Lake Cardiology. By the way, being in Central Florida this week is come up, and for those who are short and long on the weather, so as the hurricane kind of blows across the state, what are your expectations? Just give us a weather report. You know, we won't talk about medicine for a moment now. I'm just kind of curious as to how you batten down the hatches at Lake Cardiology and how things in the greater Orlando area are affected by a storm like this.
Well, fortunately, the storm is approaching a very rural area of northern Florida, and our hearts go out to those folks, but it's a very lightly populated area. A lot of trees, and where I am in Orlando is about 200 to 300 miles away
from where the storm is.
Yeah. Well, we're on the eastern side of the storm, and whenever you're on the eastern side of a hurricane, you have to watch for tornadoes associated with the hurricanes. They're not usually as severe as tornadoes are that are unassociated with hurricanes, but still, it can be a tornado. So the prudent thing on a day like today is, even when you're not in the eye of the storm, is just to stay inside until it's all gone. And we just have to think a lot about the people who are in line for this. This is the Cat 3 storm that's taking a direct hit to the land. And then we have to think about the folks in southeastern Georgia and eastern and south in North Carolina. So it's going to be a long one. We need the water, but we certainly don't need the wind.
No, well, so it happens. It's a fall. This is hurricane season, and so people need to kind of get a life and calm down and learn to roll with the punches a little bit. All right, so that's not medical. That's meteorological.
Have you ever been in a hurricane, Doug?
I have, yes. So up when I was a kid in the 50s and early 60s, we had real serious hurricanes. And for the last 30, 40 years, we haven't had real serious problems. We've had hurricanes that have bopped up here into New England, but it hasn't been as it was like in New Orleans or what you get in Florida or what happens in the Gulf Coast. And even it was a big bunch of hooey, a big bunch of nothing with all the hoopla last week or the week before with the rain and the wind that came into Southern California. That's something. And I guess I would wonder, from a medical point of view, the stress that comes about because people worry what's going to happen to me if, and this is brought about by listening to too much news media, the stuff that comes on social media that gets people all whooped up. So the psychological strain on people and what it does to their physical being. Let's talk about that for a second, because I know as a cardiologist, you deal with people and their stresses all the time, and this is what causes heart problems, much as anything else. So it's easier said than done to sometimes say to people, okay, just relax, it's okay, take a deep breath. But you see people all day, every day, that are having heart problems that are stress-related, right?
Oh, absolutely. Heart problems cause stress issues, and stress causes heart problems. It works both ways. And watching any abrupt change in the weather can be very stressful to everybody, and it does affect our blood pressure and our heart rate. It makes our heart work harder, and if the circulation to our heart is in any way not as good as it should be, that can create big problems. So that's why it's very important that anybody with a heart issue, or even if you have risk factors for heart problems, to keep the blood pressure down, the mental stress rate down, the heart rate down as best as you can. And these are very trying times when these weather events occur, and just being not alone and taking precautions, preparing and just listening to the radio is the best thing you can do.
I have that sort of quasi-Fitbit watch on that came from your office that we talk about each week. And as you're talking about stress levels and stuff, my heartbeat is 65 beats per minute. Let's see here. I've actually walked since I put this on almost 1,400 steps this morning already. That's a good thing. All right, so I'll find out what my the other things are as we go along here. Let's stick with
And we now have these accurate ways that people can measure their mental stress, these wearable, state-of-the-art watches, FDA-approved devices that measure heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration from your radial pulse on your wrist. And these give you an accurate number from 1 to 100 what your mental stress level is. It's amazing, and it works, and it's a wonderful thing to get feedback in these times.
One of the things that Ken, as a cardiologist, talks about when we get together every week here on Good Day Health are the things that will help you reduce your risk of various diseases. And I thought we ought to start, since heart disease and heart problems are your specialty, with something that is very pleasant even to look at. Looking at the headline, laughter reduces heart disease risk. All right, let's dig into that.
The Europeans just came together, 30,000 of them in Amsterdam. The European Society of Cardiology just finished its yearly meeting up. And one of the neat reports is about a Brazilian study about laughter. And laughter, Doug, has been called the best medicine. You've called it that for many decades. Now there's actually scientific proof. The study from Brazil, it actually has shown that regular chuckling expands heart tissue and promotes the flow of oxygen in the body, thus reducing the risk of cardiac disease. Laughter therapy was also shown to improve the health of those who already had heart disease. So laughter therapy, it increases the functional capacity of the cardiovascular system, and that's the only reason the heart's there. It's a pump. It pumps 5 to 7 liters per minute of blood to the body when you're at rest. 5 liters per minute. It's just amazing.
It is. The whole thing is amazing and how it works. Ken, noted cardiologist at Lake Cardiology, should you have the desire to reach out to Ken to make an appointment to see him in the office, or you can do the telemedicine connection, which still, since COVID, has been a big thing for a lot of people, just dial up the office, 352-735-1400. That's 352 area code 735-1400. And by the way, if you have questions for Dr. Ken anytime during this hour, anytime that you think about it, all you have to do is dial us at 855-999-3684, and we'll get your call or your question, whether you get on the air directly or I interpolate, if that's the right word, the question on questions for Dr. Ken segment of the program, 855-999-3684. Help yourself. You're listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, inviting you to have a laugh by going to a show in Las Vegas. How do you get there without having to pay? For a couple of nights in a great hotel, you call 800-419-3684. That's not the number I just told you to call. It's a different number. Into the folks at 514 Travel in Las Vegas. You can be one of the first 10 callers right now, right here, and win 2 free nights. Some people have won 3 free nights, and you can maybe, if you want to stay 4 or 5 nights, you make a deal with them to get a reduced rate. It's a cool program, and you don't have to do anything but call 800-419-DOUG for a night, for 2 nights, maybe 3 nights, in fabulous Las Vegas. Don't worry about, well, you got to be in the first 10 callers, so you don't have to worry about being the right caller. Just get on the horn right now. Don't have to buy anything. Just call them up. 800-419-3684 for 2 free nights in Vegas. I keep repeating that because it's such a great deal. Unheard of. It's 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, the whole business of heart, and you got to have heart and that sort of thing. I think that we have a lot of heart here. There's a lot of discussion about weight. There always is. Keeping your weight stable, how that's good for men and for women, but there seems to be some late news here from yet another journal that you study. So let's dig into women and their weight, Ken.
Yeah, Doug, this is out of the Journal of Gerontology Medical Sciences this week, that for women, keeping a stable weight after the age of 60 may boost their odds of reaching the advanced ages of 90, 95, or even 100. Women who unintentionally lose weight, they're 51% less likely to survive to the age of 90. And Doug, gaining 5% or more weight compared to stable weight is also not associated with exceptional longevity. Women should heed medical advice, however, if moderate weight loss is recommended to improve their health or quality of life.
So, under the circumstances, when you talk about losing weight, the idea, and I suppose this is an entree into a quick message about Calitrin or other products that help you lose weight and have success by keeping it off. But when you are getting serious, consider this. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see what they have as far as programs are concerned. You can talk to a counselor there. They're very gracious with their time. They're interested in your success. And what better way to have it than to use an all-natural approach to losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. So please do us all a favor, but mostly you and the family, loved ones. We'll talk about ladies and talk about men. Go to toploss.com and check out their 26th anniversary savings. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you're checking out. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get these special dog days of summer into Labor Day. There's a Labor Day sale that's coming up this weekend as well. The secret to the success of Calitrin is success. That's it. Top, front, and center. Go to toploss.com, and as I say, when you check out, use the code Doug. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Dr. Ken and I continue with our conversations. There's a lot of marijuana news this week, a lot of focus on marijuana. Ken loves to to explain the vagaries of using the wacky weed, and it looks like there's a whole lot of it this week, so we'll get back to that in a matter of moments as we continue here at your service on Good Day Health.
Thank you. bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back at 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. So let's spend some quality time here talking about marijuana, the various pieces of the pie that you have for information this week, starting with what happens if you eat a small bite of an edible. What happens? And is this age-wise, is it different whether you're older or younger as to the impact of this, Ken, would you say?
Yeah, this is a report in pediatrics about children taking just a small bite of these marijuana edibles that are just around. They look attractive. They're brightly colored, these edibles, and they can be tempting for young kids. And they're more widely available now that many states have legalized cannabis for recreational and medical use. But unfortunately, it does not take much of an edible, Doug, to make a small child very sick, which may explain an uptick in hospitalizations of kids poisoned by cannabis. Signs of THC poisoning, mom and dad, it includes seizures, severe altered mental status, unresponsiveness, breathing issues, low blood pressure, or fast heart rates. Keep these things away from the kids. If the kids have any of these signs, get them immediately to the ER.
How could you be that irresponsible? I guess would be, it's like the stories you hear about youngsters getting a hold of guns. It's the same thing. It's bad parenting as something that ought not to be tolerated. All right, continuing in that vein, the story about marijuana users. Ken dissects a lot of reports from various medical science journals each week. That's what we talk about in the main. And here's another one focusing on marijuana use. What's the sad bad news here?
This is from JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, their network open edition this week. Doug, about 21%, one in five of those who use weed, they struggle with dependency. This includes recurrent problems socially and with work. About 6.5% of those with this disorder actually have moderate to severe cases.
Wow. All right, so there's one more page in this storyline or storybook this week, and that has to do with what people, if you're using marijuana what doctors are finding in your blood, in your urine, that sort of thing. Now, is this common or is this unusual, these findings?
This is common. This is more in the medical journals just this week. Environmental Health Perspectives Medical Journal. Marijuana users may be building up high levels of toxic metals in their blood. People who use marijuana exclusively, Doug, have significant levels of lead and cadmium in their bodies. These are the same toxic metals found in some cigarette smokers.
All right. Toxicity and what it all amounts to. People just say, well, I was talking to somebody yesterday whose daughter, actually flying back from Minneapolis on the plane, I was talking to a fella whose daughter is 28. She uses pot and her father objects to it. Apparently she works for him and he won't let her into the house. He won't let her smoke. He won't let her, you know, she says it's legal, so why can't I do it? He says you can do what you want. You're an adult, but you can't do it around me and you can't do it in my house and you can't do it at work. So smarten up. That's more or less what his message was.
Well, the problem is cigarette smoking is legal also, but yeah, in many circles, cigarettes are horrible and marijuana is great. That's the part that I don't understand.
Most people these days shun tobacco. Isn't it interesting how many who used to smoke tobacco products who use marijuana now don't shun it, as it were? All right, coming up next half hour, we're going to focus on some prescription drug information. There's a lot of it around, so I want to get to the bottom of some of this stuff and how it affects you. Stand by. More on Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. In the headlines this Saturday morning, singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. The announcement made on his social media platform X, saying that he lived his life like a song till the very last breath. and will be missed beyond measure by so many. The two-time Grammy nominee, best known for his song Margaritaville, revealed back in May that he'd been in the hospital to address some medical issues that needed immediate attention. He leaves behind a wife and three children. In other news, we turn to the stock market, which has been a mixed bag.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 115 points to 34,837. The Nasdaq fell by 3 points to 14,031.
And Tim Berg with a look at sports.
NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for this Sunday's race at the Darlington Raceway.
This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos on Good Day Health down from Lake Cardiology in Florida. All right, let's start. I got two or three different things here that I want to probe with you, Ken. First of all, this prescription program this came from a cardiovascular circulation magazine or a newsletter. Health benefits from certain prescription drug programs. I'm not sure I really understand. I put a question mark over this as I looked at the highlights. So what are we talking about here?
Well, the publication is Circulation, and one of their sub journals is called Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes, just one of their several publications. And Circulation is as mainstream as it comes in cardiology in the world. Mm-hmm. But what this is all about is there's this growing momentum to consider food as a drug, Doug. And I don't know how that sits with you, but it's called...
Well, if food is medicine, I buy into that. I don't know why they call it a drug, but is that the same thing?
Yes, and it's called produce prescriptions. That's what this...
So, prescribing somebody to have microgreens or carrots or something else that might help them, is that what we're talking about here?
That's part of it, exactly. And in this study, access was provided to fruits and vegetables to the recipients, and they proved there was a measurable benefit in health and hunger when the people at risk for heart disease eat more fruits and vegetables as part of a produce prescription program. Their blood sugar and blood pressure improve, and some even lose weight. This was a study that went over 7 years, from beginning early in 2014, ending in late 2020. So it was a pretty good follow-up. And it may be a dud to some, but it just shows scientifically those fruits and vegetables are good for your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and may even help you lose weight.
Especially if they're organic. Much better for you if you can find good organic veggies and fruits and that sort of thing. So let's turn this around, or turn the focus to drugs and the Biden administration naming 10 prescription drugs this week for Medicare price negotiations. I ask you because you're a practicing cardiologist, and so I wonder how this affects you and other doctors. There's a lot of prescribing, for example, of Eliquis, and that's on this list, along with some other heart drugs. These medications are drugs to treat a lot of things, from heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, that kind of stuff. Patients are going to be better off. Is this a new deal for patients that's good for them, where Big Pharma doesn't get a blank check? What do you think?
Well, it certainly is going to be good if patients can get Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto, Januvia, Farxiga, Entresto, and Enbrel, Stelara, Novolog insulin. The list goes on at much reduced price. So I don't know how it can be bad for the consumers. These are very common drugs for blood clots, diabetes, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, Crohn's disease, heart failure. So this is good. It's not going to occur immediately. As I understand, it's will be available in 2024.
Yeah,
when the reductions will occur.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this, as one who would prescribe many of these drugs. Would you be more likely, less likely, or it doesn't make any difference to prescribe some of these if you knew the patient wasn't going to have the financial impact that might be the case without something like this taking place, the price negotiations, getting the prices down? Are you more likely to prescribe some of these drugs?
Well, it's definitely a variable in the choice of what drug you can prescribe, and price always has to be considered when I'm prescribing a drug, and how important that becomes among the many factors depends on the problem you're treating and the patient. But it's always one of many variables that you consider when you decide which drug to prescribe.
Okay. All right, so now I pass this information along from the FYI department. It's not really medical, but yet it is, because it is something that follows through on what we were just talking about, the cost of drugs and how much money these big pharmaceutical companies are making and how they're dodging the tax man. The six biggest drug companies in our country made $250 billion. Or they sold $250 billion worth of product last year, but they paid only 3% of their profit in taxes. And normally, the average corporate tax rate in America is 21%. So apparently what these drug companies are doing, Ken, you probably know this better than most, because you know where they're being made. They're moving their production facilities and headquarters overseas, so they have to pay American taxes. Merck apparently is a culprit in this, but there are others, the same the ones, Pfizer and the people that made a lot of money, companies made a lot of money during COVID. So I don't know, is that, it doesn't affect you, and maybe it doesn't affect the medical side of this program, but I think it's interesting, and people ought to know when they watch all those ads on TV for these various things. Do you, by the way, does people come to you in your office and say, hey, I saw an ad on TV, I heard an ad on the radio, I want you to tell me about Eliquis because it sounds like it would be good for me, and it says in the ad, ask your doctor. Do you get that?
Well, you asked me a number of things right there.
I did, that's true. as I frequently do. Yes, go ahead. Take your time.
So, okay, so just to unpack, we can start at the end, but yes, drug advertising to the direct to the public works, or you wouldn't have it. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that more manufacturing of drugs needs to be done in America for numerous reasons besides the tax issues, but just we've learned about supply chain issues, and we've learned about, you know, whether our friends remain in the places where they're being made. I think we need to be making our prescription drugs, our non-prescribed drugs here in America with the best workers in the world. And I think we should do it. And also, I think you have to realize that profit is not a four-letter word for these drug companies, within reason, because we have the best production of new products anywhere in the world here in America. And it's so costly to make these new products. And if these companies are not allowed to make profit, they can't then go into all these products where they lose money, and you don't have the new development. All the amazing pipeline of new products and new drugs that occurs predominantly in America is because of the profits they make. And I'm not saying they should be profitable, you know, ridiculously, so people can't afford the products, but there is a good reason to thread the needle and realize that without that profit, all of these new things that all of us thrive on would not be around. And it's so expensive to develop these new products. It's amazing how expensive it is.
Understood. That becomes a business expense. However, Merck, one of the big producers of drugs, they earned $1 billion on $27 billion in sales in our country last year. They made $15 billion on $32 billion in sales overseas. Put that number in and figure it out. All right. Speaking of figuring things out, we continue. I want to spend a moment or two. I mentioned COVID and the drugs that came through during the COVID experience. We'll get to that in just a matter of moments here as we continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be here every week to bring you up to date on a lot of important medical items. So we were talking about the drug world and how much we became more aware of certain drug companies during COVID. I saw a poll this weekend that suggested that only 6 or 7% of Americans are worried about getting COVID this year. Is that because of overkill? Is that because we're not really... And they don't think that it's going to be as bad, or some people just think that we went too far the first time around anyway. So what's your read on that? Would you say this is accurate?
Probably,
what you know?
Probably all of the above. It's become such, it's gotten beyond the beyond, and it's, I don't even know what I can add to it because, it's just become an issue of whether people believe the people who are in positions to give them advice. And, you know, it's unfortunately, there's a lot of disbelief in our country because of what people
have
been through.
There's a lot of misinformation. That was the problem, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that's very sad. And there's clear examples that people did not act in best behavior. And now there's a lot of skepticism and, there's going to have to be a lot of correction to get that trust back.
Yeah, right. Well, good information will help, and hopefully that's what we have here for you on Good Day Health. Here's a story that I was flabbergasted. You probably saw this too. A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's symptoms in a hospital said that she picked a worm from the patient's brain. She performed a biopsy in the 64-year-old patient's skull. She used forceps to pull out the parasite. Kind of reminds me of what you see when a tapeworm is taken out. Can you imagine anything like how would a worm get into somebody's brain?
Well, parasites are items out there that, unfortunately, this is very, very rare, and then it makes headline news and front page, and everyone's talking about it. Fortunately, this is very rare that a neurosurgeon removes a live worm that's 3 inches long from a woman's brain. But parasites do get in the body. They bite us. They grow. And this is what happens. Fortunately, this is very rare.
Yeah, that's good. But something that people take note of. All right, speaking of taking note, Dr. Ken, and questions for Dr. Ken. We have a lot of things that are on people's minds, testosterone being one of them. Also, people are concerned about West Nile virus. Is that coming back again? We'll get to it with questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Health.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. Dr. Ken sees people from all over that region, all over the country. In fact, talks to people all over the world because this program is broadcast all over the world. And people get the number 352-735-1400. That's the number to be in touch with Ken's office. And that's how you can connect and get take advantage, get the insight that he has into what's going on in your body. You need another opinion. That's the way. Great way to get it. Plus, what good cardiologist. Here you go. Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. We're into questions for Dr. Ken. Some of our questions reflect your calls to us at 855-999-3684. Before we get to one of those, there is a certain bit of information I promised we'd talk about with regard to testosterone levels. The idea that we lose testosterone, fortunately for me, I haven't lost it. I guess I don't know why I haven't. Maybe you can tell me. You know my body as well as I do from the medical point of view, and so I just wonder why my score is as high as it is given my age.
Well, this report this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine answered that question, because there has been a question for decades. Does testosterone level just go down after age 70, or is it related to your health? Well, We do know that men's testosterone levels remain pretty steady, Doug, until age 70. And then after that, the production of male sex hormone does start to decline. When testosterone does fall, the result may be increased weakness and fatigue, diminished sexual performance, loss of muscle mass, and a higher risk for diabetes and dementia. Fortunately, you don't have any of that. But a wide range of factors contribute to a post-70 decline in testosterone, and these include heart disease, smoking history, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, excess body weight, reduced activity, and even marriage. You have none of those, right? In particular, being overweight or obese has a much more important association with lower testosterone levels relative to older age alone. And in this article, the scientists wrote that the paper was, the big question is, why does marriage lower your testosterone levels? And they stated in this paper that the work, the research was not powered adequately to answer why. There was some speculation about when you're married, you have dependents, you may be stressed, but it was all speculation. But why marriage lowers testosterone level, I'll leave that up to you.
All right. Next question has to do with the first case of human West Nile virus found in a good long time. There's some of it here where I am in the Northeast. Do we need to talk a little about what it is, and are we going to get scared to death by the fact that mosquitoes are around where there's a lot of water? This is the first person I saw who was getting a 70-year-old woman. Here's another guy in his 40s, tested positive.
This may be in your backyard, Doug, because the two cases that were reported this year, they're both in Massachusetts. Yeah. West Nile virus. This is a virus that usually lives in animals like birds. Mosquitoes bite the birds and then bite the humans. The virus lives in animals carried by mosquitoes and then bites humans. It's unusual, but there were two cases in Massachusetts reported this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about, there's a question here on Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N. Apparently, it's now available for over-the-counter purchase. It doesn't have to be described. Doesn't this work on overdoses, and why would somebody get it? I guess wondering about why it's over-the-counter. Is there that much of a problem? I guess there is. That's why I guess we're talking about it, right?
You've heard of fentanyl, right?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Right. Of course. I mean, he sarcastically said, you've heard of fentanyl. Well, Narcan is the antidote to whatever opioid overdose you have. And the widespread availability of Narcan is a wonderful thing. It's now available even by nasal spray. It can be given intramuscularly, but having this widely available saves lives. It immediately blocks the effects of the opioids, and you take fentanyl, you have Narcan, you're going to live.
So one wonders whether you just keep it around in case you need it. Seems rather...
That's right. That is correct.
Exactly. All right. Answers to some important questions medically from Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Reach out to him at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.